Christians for centuries have had their daily devotions simply thinking about and meditating upon the person of Christ, his divine nature and his human nature combined in one, and the glory of his ministry and what it means to us. The last book of the Bible to be written was the Gospel of John. John wrote what was called a spiritual gospel. That's why it reads differently than Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And when he wrote this gospel, he started out by talking about the person of Jesus Christ. Listen to it. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness could not extinguish it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which enlightens every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried, saying, This is he of whom I spoke. He that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. You see, John starts off talking about his nature. And we contemplate that, the one who was with God, who was God, the creative part of God, became flesh, became a man, and lived with us. And the Apostle John says, I saw his glory, and he relates it to us. Think about Jesus today. Father in heaven, I thank you for Jesus, the one you sent because you loved the world, the one that came to us, who had a divine nature, existing before time, existing with you and a part of you, and became a man. And he lived among us, and he showed us the way, and he died for our sins. Thank you, Lord, for him. Help me think about him today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.